K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University's Eddie Greer here on this Friday night. Happy weekend, folks. What up? May 30th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in this episode, this football episode, which we posted at some point within the upcoming few days as we are recording this actually during the Austin Regional right now, K-State UTSA, University of San Antonio right now going on. Should I check in on this game? Maybe after this, but anyways, football, right? Oh man, I had it for a minute. Football, we just got word, or actually yesterday, the non-con games for the K-State football team for the upcoming season, obviously coming this fall. We know, trio of night games, folks, going down, for the non-con, right? So we already knew about Iowa State overseas, the Aer Lingus Classic in Dublin, Ireland, the first game of the season, and obviously we're gonna break that down, especially on the Podbean channel, myself and Alex Aiden, and fresh content is now available wherever you get the podcast. I'm sorry if I am talking a little weirdly, weird pain in the tongue area, but we're gonna try to get through this here. It's a Friday, being a little silly, so I apologize about that. But anyways, yeah, we already knew about that. But when the K-State football team returns to Manhattan to open up the slate at Billside Family Stadium home games, 6:00, North Dakota, August 30th. So we do know that one. So we do know that game will be on ESPN Plus there as well. And originally, these two teams were supposed to meet a couple years ago. It was prior to the world going crazy back in 2020 when the COVID pandemic happened. And then, of course, it kind of screwed with the schedule. So now these two teams will meet again, this time, August 30th, assuming, hopefully, that nothing else out of ordinary happens there as well. And of course, I get a message. I knew this was going to happen. So we're going to take a time out here at Purple Project Podcast, all in K-State sports. I got to attend to this. We'll be back. What's up, K-State Nation? Back here on this football edition of Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. All right, took care of that. All right, so North Dakota, we know that. And how about this, folks? I recorded a football episode 2 weeks ago, which has not been posted yet, about the home schedule, which, again, that will be posted within the upcoming days. So we're gonna buy our time with that. But Army, of course, Fort Riley, not too far away from Manhattan, right? So Army, for the first time ever, K-State and Army will meet up in prime time on ESPN. That game at 6 on September 6th. That's of course on a Saturday. So those times are announced. And actually, there's actually one more game that time was announced as well. We'll get into that in a second. But yeah, Army, K-State. K-State now. That's gonna be an interesting matchup. That's gonna be a fun matchup there. Obviously, Army and running team there. K-State, Fort Riley, and that's Fort Riley night. So that was originally Fort Riley Day. That might as well turn into Fort Riley night. So that is going to be a special evening there. Football, Army, K-State going down September 6th. Under the lights at Billstar Family Stadium at 6. And then the non-conference game closes out. And again, this was already set prior to Arizona coming to the Big 12. Arizona on the road. Fox. So remember the whole Dylan Edwards ticket to kick back to the house. And we throttled Arizona last year, right? So in return, the 1-1, we go to travel to Arizona. And this is a Friday. And of course, that happened on a Friday night. This too happened on a Friday. Friday, September 12th, 8 p.m. Central Time and Fox. So everything kind of is the same thing. But this time, the script is flipped. We got to go to Arizona for that game. And oh boy, Arizona's going to want some payback. And again, this is I have not looked at all the rosters yet for the opposing teams yet. I have not looked at all the rosters yet. I'll have time to look into all that during the summer and all that other stuff. So, yeah, man. So, the script flip. Obviously, last year we had Arizona in Manhattan. And, oh, boy, that was some scene there. The atmosphere at Bill Snyder Family Stadium and the Dillon Edwards return for a touchdown and whatnot. Woo! So, now you're going in their building. Same time, same plate. Well, same time, same channel. Fox, different agenda. You got to go to Arizona to do it if you're going. So, yeah, I don't understand but this was already pre-planned prior to Arizona going to the Big 12. So, this is a non-con game. So after the Iowa State game, all the next three games on K-State's schedule are primetime games, beginning with North Dakota at 6 on ESPN, but the game will be on ESPN Plus, and of course, Iowa State, we're going to drill that game right through y'all's heads, K-State Nation, until they play, and that is a conference game. That's not a non-con game. So, definitely looking forward to this. This is an interesting start to the season, obviously with the kickoff to already a Big 12 game there as well, so we do know, as of yesterday now, four games. We do know the times of those for K-State football this fall, beginning August 23rd. For our project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. This is the first time on this podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by. Go ahead. I know we're approaching the 24-25 end of the athletic calendar, but we're going to still crank out content every day, K-State every day. iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon, Deezer, Google, wherever. You listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Podbean app, fresh content now on Podbean with myself and Alex Ain over there. Make sure you go check that out. Greer380's podcast is the channel, G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-I-D podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project podcast. That is going to close the books on another football off-season episode of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. And yes, I did not check the score, so it'll be non-existent when this comes out. But again, when this comes out, the postcast of the game one of the Austin Regional should already be out by the time this rolls out to the purple carpet. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports.